It is Thursday, April 24th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Okay, today's theme,
because
we're doing that theme thing again, is Traditional Thursday.
Traditional Thursday, not Throwback Thursday.
No, Traditional Thursday, because what is more traditional than a community concert band?
I don't know.
If you think about, when you say community concert band to me, I immediately see the Music Man.
A gazebo and some bright red topped uniforms.
Yes. Lemonade.
Lemonade, definitely.
Yes.
And horns, a lot of horns in Sousa.
Well, that's exactly what the Arkansas Winds Band is. And they will be playing all sorts of music on Saturday at the Art Center of the Ozarks, celebrating 25 years as a community concert band. Sousa actually formed his first professional band in 1892, and that's the definition of a community concert band. And the Winds Bands did some marching through the years, according to Michael Ferguson, who's conductor and music director of the Arkansas Winds, but they don't march. They gave up marching. But most of them did come out of band programs. Played in high school, played at the university, didn't want to stop playing. So Eldon Jansen, who you might remember, formed the Arkansas Winds in 1988 at the university, and it has gone on to be successful for 25 years.
That's great.
The show Saturday is at 7:30. It's the first, I think, of their celebrations of 25 years. Happens at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale, and it's $10 to get in.
Not bad. You know the John Philip Sousa connection to Northwest Arkansas?
What?
He helped open the Odd. I think then it was probably called the City Auditorium in Eureka Springs.
Really?
Yep.
How does he know these things?
He knows everything.
I don't know everything.
It's amazing.
I don't know. Anyway, Becca, thank you.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.